This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Derek Femmler et al. Versus Mike and Mark Farms, LLC et al. Talker, decided December 17, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Derek Femmler et al., appellants, v. WD86868, Mike and Mark Farms, LLC et al., opinion filed December 17, 2024, respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Boone County, Missouri, the Honorable Jeff Harris, Judge, Special Division, Alakahuja, Presiding Judge, Mark D. Pfeiffer, Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Derek Femmler and Stephen Cleeton, DBAF&C Family Farms, collectively, tenants. Appeal from a judgment in which the trial court denied their motion for summary judgment and granted summary judgment in favor of Mike and Mark Farms, LLC, Michael A. Trignago, as trustee of the Michael A. Trignago Revocable Living Trust Agreement dated January 8, 2020. Mark Trignago and Heather Trignago, collectively, the Trignago defendants, as well as John and Cindy Winkleblack, trustees of the Winkleblack 401k plan, the two Winkleblacks. Tenants raise 5 points on appeal. We reverse and remand for further proceedings. Factual and procedural history. This appeal arises from two consolidated lawsuits concerning two leases entitled Cash Lease of Farmland, Buildings, and Equipment. Collectively, the leases, entered into between tenants and Mike and Mark Farms, LLC, the LLC. The first lease was entered into on February 27, 2021, the Browning Farm Lease. The property subject to the Browning Farm lease is described in the lease as follows. Property located in Randolph County, State of Missouri, and commonly known as Browning Farm, and consisting of 90-120 acres, more or less. 1. In addition to the right to farm the ground, the Browning Farm lease provides tenants the hunting rights on the Browning Farm, without reservation. No land or buildings on the Browning Farm are reserved for use by the LLC. The lease provides that tillable acres will be paid on, more to be added as clearing happens. Cash rent was to be paid in the amount of $130 per acre at fall harvest time no later than December 1st. The Browning Farm lease provides for a 5-year term from January of 2021 to January of 2026 and is signed by Mark 1. The quoted italicized language indicates the handwritten portion of what was otherwise a form lease. Further italicized language in the factual and procedural history evidences the same. We recognize this reference to 90-120 acres appears at odds with our later statement in this paragraph, that it is uncontroverted, the Browning Farm consists of approximately 141 acres. As we discuss fully, infra, the 90-120 acre reference, appears to be indicative of the rent calculation model agreed to by the parties. 3. Trignago and tenants. It is uncontroverted that the Trignago defendants accepted rent under the terms of the Browning Farm lease for both 2021 and 2022. The property subject to the Browning Farm lease had originally been sold by David and Barbara Browning. It is uncontroverted that the subject property consists of 141 acres, more or less, and in referring to the Browning Farm, both tenants and the Trignago defendants understood what property was included in and subject to the Browning Farm lease. 2. The second lease was entered into on November 1st, 2021, the Higdon Farm Lease. The property subject to the Higdon Farm Lease is described in the lease as follows. Property located in Howard County, State of MO, and commonly known as Higdon Farm, and consisting of 50 CRP acres, more or less. 3. As with the Browning Farm Lease, the Higdon Farm Lease grants tenants the hunting rights on the Higdon Farm without reservation, and no land or buildings on the Secas. Respondents responded to this latter statement within tenants' statement of uncontroverted material facts by asserting, admit that a year-to-year lease was entered into between the parties, but deny that the property is commonly known as the Browning Farm. In support of their response, respondents cited to paragraph 5 of the supplemental affidavit of Michael Trignago, which states, to my knowledge, the property purchased by Michael A. Trignago, trustee of the Michael A. Trignago revocable living trust agreement dated January 8, 2020, from David A. Browning and Barbara Melissa Browning, is not generally and commonly known as the Browning Farm in the community. Even assuming the Browning Farm was not generally and commonly known as such in the community, that does not contradict that both tenants and the Tregnago defendants understood what property was included in and subject to the Browning Farm lease by the reference to the Browning Farm. See Yes Chancellor Farms, LLC vs. Merkel, 670 SW 3D 214, 223, Modus Apets ED 2023. As such, respondents' response to tenants' paragraph did not comply with Rule 7404C2 and is therefore an ADM